Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Get money!
This is Get Money, an entertaining podcast, yes, but also a guide to getting your financial shit together. Today, we're breaking down taxes. Because it might be time to fire your parents as your accountants. I'm Amber, and I'm here with Carl, who's a law student with a background in banking.
What's going on?
AJ, our financial planner.
Hey, how's it going?
And Shane, the tax expert.
What's up?
So guys, who the fuck is Uncle Sam? And what does he want from us?
Do you have an uncle that you hate, but like you have to hug him at every family gathering?
No, but that sounds creepy.
Uncle Sam is that guy. You hate him, but you have to hug him at least once a year, if not every 2 weeks, whichever way you pay your taxes. He borrows your money for free and then gives it back sometimes. Some people really love him. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. It's crazy.
I think of it as like a Monopoly banker. Like the little cartoon guy. And particularly because when I played Monopoly with my sister as a child, she was always the banker and somehow she always ended up with every single $500 and $100 note in the bank. And
yeah, so, everyone knows the banker just grabs the 500s. You always have to be the banker in Monopoly.
Yeah, I was the younger sister, so didn't know that. So that to me is like what Uncle Sam is.
Your sister.
Like, I asked her like literally just a few weeks ago, like I was like, do you remember in Monopoly how you definitely were always the banker and you had every $500 note. Did you cheat? And she said, like, I wouldn't put it past myself.
I'm sorry. I'm not telling anybody if I'm cheating in Monopoly. The dice just rolled
it's
my
no
way.
Rat. Ain't no rat.
Ain't no rat. You know what I'm saying?
But what does Uncle Sam look like for you?
To me, he looks like the cartoon character that we're all familiar with, except in my mind, he's got much bigger hands. I don't know why, because I always tell our clients.
Holding bags of money?
No, for taking your money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he just inflated hands.
That's funny. I think of him similarly. I think of him as like having a body type of like Jack Skellington. Like he's like super skinny and tall, and then he's got these like skeleton hands.
Who's Jack Skellington?
From The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's so you. Emo AJ is here.
So I asked my grandpa the same question, and he wasn't quite sold on Shane's quote-unquote giant hands theory.
Hello?
So, Grandpa, you know when we talk about the IRS and we think of Uncle Sam, can you describe what Uncle Sam looks like?
Sure. Uncle Sam is actually a giant, giant number of associates who all sit at desks and try and review tax forms that people fill out and try to figure out who's not reporting whatever. They're looking for this guy who's puts down his salary is $25,000 a year, but he has receipts from the finest restaurants in New York where he's wined and dined himself. So they're looking for people like that. And of course, if they find him, it can be pretty awful. True story, if you have time.
Yep.
So they have a lounge where we can go in and have coffee and whatnot. So one day these two suits show up and ask us where is Dr., I'll make up the name, Jones these days. Gee, I don't know. I haven't seen him lately or so. It seems that he had simply ignored paying his taxes for the past 5 years, and he fled to Canada trying to escape the IRS, but he was caught and, of course, was punished.
So you've witnessed the might of the IRS firsthand.
That's it, yes.
Thanks so much, Grandpa.
My pleasure.
Love you. Bye.
Have a great one. Bye.
So here's some vocab you should be familiar with. The Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, is a U.S. government agency responsible for the collection of taxes and enforcement of tax laws. The agency operates under the United States Department of the Treasury, and its primary purpose includes the collection of individual income and employment taxes. A financial audit is an evaluation of the financial statements of an organization or individual to make sure that their records are an accurate representation of their transactions. Being audited kind of sucks, but it's not the end of the world. So how do I know if my taxes are done right?
You get notices from the tax agencies if they're done incorrectly. They already know everything about you. It's your accountant's job or your job or your dad's job or your mom's job to report it to the IRS, to the state, and then they will review it. They got 3 years to tell you if you did it right or not. So if you don't receive a notice within 3 years of when you filed it, then you did it right.
So the whole time, Uncle Sam knew if I was going to do it right or not. Then he waits for me to do it, and then he's like,
Yeah, it's fucked, right?
Every man for himself. So they rely on you to true up your own accounts of, you know, the money you made this year. They already have that information. Your employer is going to send them how much they paid for you, how much they paid you. And you just got to send in a form that you paid someone else to prepare for you.
We're like one of the few countries that does it that way. Thanks to Big Tax, the lobbying firms, you know, like Intuit and TurboTax and all of them, they legislate to keep it that way. It's not like that in Europe, most of Europe. They do it for you over there, of course.
You have to pay taxes to the federal government, but most states also have an income tax. So you got to be careful to make sure that you file your federal tax return and also your state tax return if you live in a state like New York that collects income tax.
So when should I be doing them myself or like using like the free cheap software? And when do I like need an accountant or a professional?
I would say if you just have a few jobs, like one or two W-2 jobs, you're not a freelancer or a business owner, then you should definitely do it yourself. But as soon as you start to earn weird types of income or it's not reported on a W-2, right? Like through a day job, then I think you're going to have to start thinking about hiring an accountant.
So there's like so many forms. All of the forms.
And they change them every single year.
Yeah, it's a cold game.
Well, what are the main ones to make sure our listeners get right?
You got your basic 1040. That's the individual income tax return that most Americans are going to have to file. That's your standard, I've got some income, I'm going to pay some taxes on it. And then after your 1040, you got a bunch of other schedules and forms to worry about. If you're itemizing deductions, you got a Schedule A. If you're a freelancer, it's important to know that you're probably going to file what's called a Schedule C. And that's just a report of your business income and expenses that gets attached to that individual 1040 tax return. We could talk about forms all day long.
Scam likely.
The IRS will never just call you. So if someone calls and says they're from the IRS, scam definitely. Also, side note, open your mail, please. Open it calmly and don't freak out. Often the IRS is just trying to reconcile the information they already had with the information you gave them.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Now let's bring in our producer, Ivana, with a question that she's not too afraid to ask.
So I got my first job when I was 15. And it was at Six Flags Whitewater, which if you're
hell
not...
Hell yeah.
Yes,
hell
okay.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's a spot where I was like, if you're not familiar, it's just the coolest place to work ever.
That's
when
the
you're
second
15.
Time this has come up in like 48 hours. I was talking about Hurricane Harbor like 2 days ago.
And I was a premier... funnel cake baker at wow. Granny's Funnel Cakes. Oh.
Why did you not bring this up the moment I met you?
Why did you leave?
That's an amazing question.
So it's been a while since I've worked at Whitewater.
How long though?
Like 12 years.
Okay.
It's been a while. But I'm just as confused now as I was then mm-hmm. about how to fill out a W-2. Mm. Am I zero? Am I one? Who am I claiming? What's the difference? Should I be married? Help.
Well, that's a bigger bigger question.
I think you mean a W-4. Mm. W-2 is what happens at the end.
See?
So the W-4.
Wow.
But yeah.
Wow.
All of the questions that you just asked are awesome questions that most people have struggled with the past couple decades. In late 2019, new tax law was passed and the W-4 form was completely ripped up and redone. So the idea of adding allowances and personal exemptions is just gone. Mm-hmm. And now there is a more complicated calculation for how much you actually want withheld. So you have more control. It's actually more transparent. It's asking you, the freelancer, or you, the employee, of how much you actually want withheld. By withholding, we mean money that's just paid to the government directly out of your paycheck. But yeah, they ripped it up and started again.
Yeah, land of the free. Figure it out yourself. Because it's so complicated, we always recommend you withhold the maximum amount. If you just withhold the max, you should accidentally oversave for your taxes, which most people should do, frankly.
I have a confession. Is that when I first started learning a lot about finance, you read a lot about it and you hear this phrase, it's an interest-free loan to the government. Don't withhold too much. And I was sort of a proponent of that, and I would wave that flag. But after working with hundreds of people and the way that humans work and the way that tax refunds work and the way that owing taxes feels, I have like ripped up that whole philosophy. And like, I'm a big fan of withholding more than you think you should, because you never know. You might have some freelance income that you're going to owe taxes on. So if you can withhold more through your job, aka say that you're single, even if you're married, and not have any exemptions or allowances, then you're going to be in great shape.
Mm-hmm. This is complicated, because it is complicated, like this response, but there is the IRS does have a withholding calculator available on their website. If you want to take 15 minutes to get out of the forms and use a digital solution to fill out your W-4, they do have a withholding. If you just Google IRS withholding calculator, it takes you to where you need to go. And then it'll tell you how to fill out your W-4 so that you don't have a big tax bill come tax time.
And another caveat is if you're in a city that collects taxes, like New York City or San Francisco, check your paycheck to make sure that there is city withholding, because sometimes HR companies just miss that and you'll end up owing an extra 10% income tax to your city on top of what you owed, just because a form, a box didn't get checked. So just check out that that city withholding.
Mm-hmm.
That happened to me in college. There was like a local tax withholding that I didn't fill, and my job didn't do it for me either. And then they like came hounding me like 2 years later for the tax money. So I had to pay it. It was a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that feels gross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
like $100, but still, principal. I was just like, why am I paying this? Like, I don't even work there no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I should also mention that it is not your employer's responsibility, unfortunately, to audit or review what you submit on your W-4. And I've been preparing tax returns, and I tell someone, hey man, you owe $4,000 in New York City because you didn't withhold. Like, what? My job should have done that. And they go to their employer, and like they have this whole beef with their employer about how they should have been withholding. And it's like, I mean, it's your money. It was your responsibility. Unfortunately, your employer... they're just going to tell you it's not their fault. And it happens all the time. So it really is your responsibility. And if you're having beef with your employer right now and you're listening to this, they're not going to take care of that for you. I mean...
But to clarify, you're not like lying to the government. If you say that you're like a single person with no children, even if you're married with a bunch of kids, like that's not like some law you've broken by lying.
Nope. Not a law you've broken.
No, and they're actually happier because you're prepaying your taxes.
Yo.
Well, thank you guys so much. Learned a lot. W-4, not a W-2.
Yeah.
We're all learning. So, Carl, who gets money?
Warren Buffett gets money. He is one of the richest people in the world with a net worth of over $90 billion. And essentially, he's been able to garner this wealth by being the CEO of this company called Berkshire Hathaway, which does absolutely nothing but own parts of other companies. They own 5% of Coca-Cola. They own 5% of Wells Fargo. They own Geico entirely and several other companies. One of the ways that Warren Buffett lowers his tax liability is by using this strategy they call tax loss harvesting. And tax loss harvesting is a little complicated, but Americans get taxed in multiple ways. But one of the ways is that we have ordinary income tax and we have capital gains tax. Ordinary income tax is the tax that we get when we go to work every day. Capital gains tax is the tax that we pay when we sell an investment. So what Warren Buffett does with this capital gains tax is that he'll sell top performing stock that has earned him a bunch of money, but he'll also sell a stock that made absolutely no money or lost money so that he can offset the tax liability that he has. And he's been doing this for years, and he's realized that he's gotten rich off of it and that most people who don't invest don't have the same opportunity.
That concept you were mentioning, tax loss harvesting, that is actually available to the masses. A lot of the robo-advisors, places like Betterment or Wealthfront, offer that Buffett idea of, you know, selling the winners, but at the same time selling the losers, so you offset that capital gains tax. So you can actually just flick a button in some of these platforms and take advantage of Buffett's strategy, you know, on your whatever, you know, balances you have in your accounts.
That's so dope.
Yep.
I feel like people often talk about having like tax tricks, like little sneaky ways to get around the tax man and like figure out how they can save money. What ones do you know and can recommend?
That's a tough one. I mean, there's so many. There's a thousand. I have a book on my shelf called 1001 Tax Tricks.
Well, I'm not asking for 1,000. I'm asking for one.
I mean, max out your 401k. Maxing your 401k shields your income from taxation in the year that you put the money in the 401k. So let's say you make 60K and you put 10,000 into a 401k, you're only going to pay taxes on $50,000 of income. So if you're in the 25% tax rate, you've just saved yourself $2,500 in taxes just by putting money from one pocket into the other. That's how you get money, baby.
That's how you get that money.
You don't just have to max it out either. You can put 5,000 in. A lot of our listeners probably don't have the wherewithal to max it out this year, which is, by the way, $19,000 for the year 2020. But whatever you put in there, I mean, every financial advisor that's worth his or her salt is going to tell you to put as much into their 401k as possible.
Hey, what's up? It's Carl. Knowledge is power, and here's something you definitely want to know. So I am a big sucker for gangster movies. And of course, some gangster movies are based on real life. And one of my favorite real life gangster movie characters is Al Capone. For those who don't know, Al Capone was a Brooklyn-born gangster, shout out to Brooklyn, who moved out to Chicago and essentially became one of the most pivotal leaders in the mafia. He was so highly regarded and loved by everyone that Al Capone had more clout than some mayors and governors in our country. But of course, he was doing illegal shit. And at the time, we didn't have enough laws to stick it to him. Every time they tried to pin a murder on Al Capone, he always had somebody to come in and take the fall for him, or he always had this alibi to prove why he wasn't there. So how the hell did they lock up Al Capone? Well, they created a new law. They created tax evasion. Al Capone had all of these businesses and everybody knew he was rich, but when it came to filing his taxes, he always said he didn't make any money. And the reason why he didn't make any money was because a majority of his money was illegal from illegal activity. So they knew that if they could connect the amount of money that he spent or the amount of assets that he had under his name and compared it to his tax returns, that they could actually stick him with tax evasion. Now today, tax evasion is a big law and they've hugely expanded it. And now there are many people who actually go to jail for tax evasion, all because of Al Capone.
So like if I get a letter from the IRS, do I assume I'm like getting deported? Like it's very freak out time, extremely bad.
In my 10 years of practice, I've never heard of a client going to jail in any of the thousands of 1040s that I've worked on. individual tax returns, no car repossessions. It's just a bunch of accountants in a room in DC sending out nasty letters that don't actually have any deadlines.
I think one of the most common letters that we see is you owe this much money. And it's scary to get a letter from the IRS that says you owe $1,800. More often than not, it's from a few years ago. Maybe you forgot to include, you know, a 1099 from a publication you wrote for, or you forgot to include a 1099 from an investment account that you forgot about. So often it's just some kind of little mistake that happened in the past that can just easily be, you just got to respond to the letter. They pile up, they get scary, but open them and send them to an accountant.
Should not freak out, but my clients do is what I'm trying to say, because everyone's terrified of the IRS. They think that their Uncle Sam with his big hands is going to come and take our repossess our car, repossess our house, send us to jail, deport you back to Oz, right? And they're actually one of the cheapest creditors available. They know that they can come get their money if they need to. They can put a lien on your bank account or what have you. So they only charge you like 5% interest. So oftentimes with our clients that, we have a lot of business owner clients that need capital to grow their business. Sometimes we advocate for them to take a loan from the IRS, not pay their taxes when comparing other loans that they might take, and pay that 5% interest rate, because the IRS is not as big teeth as a lot of people think that they are. This is how you get money.
When thinking about taxes, you should know that A, the IRS already knows how much money you made. They just want you to file a tax return to match it. And B, getting a refund doesn't mean you paid less in taxes than someone else. It just means that you're owed money by the government because you overpaid in the first place.
We'll all be paying taxes for the rest of our lives, so here are three pro tips when it comes to taxes. Number one, want a quick and dirty way to pay less tax this year? Contribute to your 401k. Number two, don't be ashamed of an extension, especially if you're a freelancer. You've got a lot going on and you just need more time. I personally file an extension every year. I file form 4868 and I get an extra 6 months of time to get my shit together. It's not an extension of time to pay though, so you should estimate how much you'll owe and pay that amount by April 15th. Number three, tax preparation software that claims to be quote unquote free isn't always free. Do your research to make sure you aren't paying to process your taxes when you don't have to.
And finally, if you can't pay your tax bill, the IRS has a little bit of wiggle room. You can go on what's called an installment agreement and pay them back over time, and the interest rates are actually quite low.
This season of Get Money is over. Get Money is an original production from Gilded Audio and Acast Studios.
So here's some vocab you should be familiar with.
Fuck!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.